Good morning. 7:10 a.m. on September the 15th. It's Sunday morning. A cloudy. Again. Sunday morning. I waited until there was enough light to take a picture today. Actually, I got sidetracked by getting the sale going this morning. Of course, over the weekend, Amazon went through and linked up QuarterShare with all of its past. And as a result, the blurbs have all changed to what they were in the original book. Yeah, almost 18 minutes on the first mile. I'm not too surprised. The camera gave me trouble this morning. It didn't want to take the photo. And then I've been texting while I've been walking, which is not conducive to speed. So, yeah, the sale is on. The BookBub ad will go out today. If any of you are subscribed to BookBub, you'll probably see it. And tomorrow there's another promotional, and I don't even know what it is, to tell you the truth. It's a group ad that I purchased through a third party. And we'll see. But it's intended to pick up the momentum from the BookBub ad and push it forward one more day. And see what happens. Get boosted up the ranks. I noticed that, I think, even HalfShare is ranked on science fiction. It's well down on the list. It's like number 77 on the list. But I think even HalfShare is ranked. FullShare may not be. FullShare is hanging around 7,000 on Amazon. But the sales numbers, that's up this morning. As the sales numbers haven't changed from baseline over the last few days. The prices, ouch, shoot. Clip the microphone to what's left of my hair. I've been watching the sales numbers over the last few days, and even though the price has been dropped to 99 cents, most people haven't discovered it. So we'll see. We'll see if advertising does work. The thing that I'm pretty sure of is that most of the people who already know about me, I don't pay much attention to advertising because this is the first time I've ever advertised. So for me, this is a toe in the water. And if we get a couple thousand new people, that would be great. That would be wonderful. I'm expecting it's going to be about a couple of hundred, which will mean, yeah, not really worth the cash or the investment in time and effort and cognitive capital. We'll see. I don't know. It's an experiment. It's the nature of the experiment is to see how it works out. The prices will stay there until the 20th, and I'll put them back again to $4.95 on the 20th. I'm giving some consideration to dropping a book QuarterShare to $2.99 permanently once OwnerShare gets published. And I guess I mentioned yesterday or the day before that I'm not going to get all the edits back today. In fact, I'm not going to get any of the edits back until tomorrow. And then only the first two-thirds of the book. So with luck, we'll have, if not August, and if not October 1, then perhaps very shortly thereafter, we'll have the rest of it. But that'll let me get the book edited. First pass, first two-thirds, which is going to be probably a lot. And then I can't really format it until I get the edits in. It's kind of a wasted effort. So, with any luck, I'll have more pages by the time I get those edits back. And in the meantime, I've got more edits that I can do for HalfShare that have come in. Typo reports have come in for Half Full and Double is even a bunch for captain. 160 pages of edits and I'm still getting typos. But not as many as I could have. So, well, we'll take that with a grain of salt. We'll take that with whatever small sense of jubilation I can manage. So it's looking really black and gray out here. We're safe. A lot of people have called or texted or Facebooked or whatever. For whatever it's worth, we're safe. The sump pump goes because the water table is higher. Because the water table is higher, the ground water underneath the house is higher. And so it seeps into the sump. But the sump pump keeps it from getting high enough to reach the bottom of the concrete flooring and then wick up into the building. So the sump pump is doing its job and it's running about every half hour or so. Which puts a limit on recording, not that I'm doing any, but between the air conditioning and the sump pump, there's way too much mechanical noise in my house right at the moment. There's real black clouds off to the northeast. There's some darkish clouds to the west. And the storm came up through southwest last night. Rain some more here. I don't know how much rain has happened elsewhere. But it's been pretty ugly. We still have internet. We still have food. We still have potable water. Actually, other than the sump pump going off, it's pretty low key here. I hear a lot of water running mostly into storm drains. But we certainly don't need to run the sprinklers today, and I did get the front yard mowed yesterday under duress, but I did do it. And we head east. Oh my goodness, that's black over there. Yeah, we must have had some rain overnight. I know we had rain overnight. Not that I heard it or paid any attention to it because I was out like a light by 9 o'clock. Muck pole. It's humid here. It's ridiculously humid. It's for us, as I've mentioned in numerous occasions, for us anything over 15% is humid. I think it's like 80% at the moment. So everybody's walking around going, ew, ew. And I know that there are people people on the East Coast, there are people in the Southeast who are saying, 85%? Oh, that would be lovely. Yeah. It all depends on what you're used to, and what we're used to here is, oh, very dry. Dry enough to keep an ice cube from dripping.
Hi.
Good morning. Jogger going on this morning. I sometimes wish I could jog. My knees just wouldn't handle it. I have a hard enough time with the hips and the knees and walking, so let's just go with what works. We'll just keep cruising along. So I'm not really thinking about much today, which is pretty obvious since I'm not talking very much. The promotional effort is taking up a lot of cognitive load today. I'll be watching. It's sort of like winding it up and watching it go. There's not much I can do about it at this point, but I'm probably not going to do anything totally stupid like tweet about it or post about it. The thing about posting about it is that everybody who reads my posts already knows about my books. Most of them have already bought them. And those that haven't have listened to them. So there's not much sense. I can reach that audience anytime, all the time. And yes, Half Share is on sale. Somebody mentioned it yesterday that I didn't tell anyone that Half Share was going on sale as well. I put them both on sale for 99 cents. First two books. The second book will go back to $4.95. Quarter share, Half Share will go back to $4.95 as well. Mostly today is maintain. This is a maintenance day. This is just keep going today. I wasn't going to walk. I was going to take a day off. I was going to take a day of rest. The 15th, 31. So what is that? 46 plus one or two, 47, 48 days, 47 days. 47 days without missing a day. I'm going to keep it going as long as I can. Good morning. I don't know how long I'll be able to keep it going because I don't know how long I'll be able to keep it going. But we'll go. We'll go as long as it matters, as long as I'm able. The excuse today would have been, I just don't want to do it. But it's almost done now. That's my excuse. That's my rationale for getting out here. Doing the podcast, not missing a day, 40-something days in a row, for whatever that's worth. It's almost the equinox. 15th, the equinox is what, the 22nd? 21st, something like that. The autumnal equinox. Festival of grain. Oh, and now it's going to rain. Yep, now it's raining. Well, I've got my OtterBox on my phone, so it doesn't matter that much. It's not raining heavily, it's just dribbling. Pull my cap down. Keep the spots off my glasses. I could take my glasses off, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that much. It's odd, I don't really need to wear them. Things look a lot sharper if I do, but they don't look bad if I don't. It's just a question of pretty good versus crystal clear. And I've worn glasses so long, I've worn glasses almost my entire life. And the new glasses are continue to get giggles around the house because they're oval. They're round. And I noticed that my old glasses were the same ones that Ed Snowden wears. Weird. Although I see those glasses all the time, everywhere. I'm glad it got it changed. That's a different look. Minutes, 17 minutes. 17 minutes on the backside. That's not bad. That's not bad. That's about where I normally go for the backside because I'm walking and talking. It's a pretty constant pace now that I think of it. It's very rarely that I get much beyond 720. Much earlier than 720 or much later than 1720 or 1740 on the other side. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.